Rave Radio. Good morning, this is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is sponsored by Atlas Sound, that audio company. You can check them out at atlassound.com, but I am joined today in a special DSE special edition of our Daily Rants and Raves, and we're kind of getting our acronyms confused a little bit. So as for those of you who have been listening intently, you know that we're heading to Amsterdam to the ISE show, which is the Integrated Systems Europe show. But then the very next week, we fly to Las Vegas, and we head over to the DSE show, which is the Digital Signage Expo. And I'm joined on the phone by Nathan Boll. Nathan Boll is the Director of Product Management at Milestone AV Technologies, which is the company that owns Chief. And Nathan, you're heading over to DSE in 2 weeks for the big, giant digital signage show. And, of course, Chief will show a whole bunch of great stuff. So hello to you this morning, Nathan.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time because I know you're busy. If you don't mind, I think everybody knows what Chief is, but I think a lot of people might think that Chief is just a mount company, but you do a whole lot more than just mounts nowadays. There's a lot going on in your organization. So if you don't mind, by sort of in the context of digital signage, what are you doing? Kind of give an overview of sort of where Chief is, and then we'll talk a little bit about some of the new products that you have coming out at DSE.
Right. So, the heritage of Chief is definitely typically been mounting solutions for AV, and that's really our core business. On the digital signage side, not only are we providing just mounting solutions for single and multi-displays, we actually also get into somewhat of the service aspect and custom side. As we all know, digital signage can be large rollouts, or it could be one-off, but yet large projects. And so we support our dealers and integrators, obviously with hardware to allow them to hold their displays and projectors and monitors in safe and innovative ways. But we also work with them to help them either do large rollouts as well as do some custom designs and applications to really help them differentiate themselves.
Yeah, and you have a lot of partners that you're working with on that, and specifically around digital signage. Obviously, that's a huge growing segment of the market. It's rapidly expanding, and not only are AV companies involved in digital signage, but advertising agencies are involved in digital signage. IT companies obviously have gotten in digital signage. So that market has provided you guys great opportunity because people aren't just mounting one monitor vertically anymore. They're doing everything from multi-image video wall kind of applications to touchscreen interactive applications, and you're able to provide solutions for everything.
Absolutely, and that's where you had mentioned our partnerships. The partnerships that we have are all over the board. They're with display manufacturers, whether we supply them a custom or a special SKU or design. We also work, like you said, with the interactive companies to either supply them or support them as they launch their technologies, as well as we oftentimes, through dealers and integrators and ad agencies, we also have touch points with end users. Like you said, digital signage is no longer just a single monitor or a single image. It's multiple images moving at the same time, high-end content. So as we all know, digital signage has kind of evolved over time, and there's a lot of new partners in there. So we touch a lot of those partners, obviously with the ultimate goal of a great digital experience for the end user, and then being able to have Chief be the ultimate supplier for the hardware supporting that.
And you do a great job there. I mean, most OEM mount products that I see are from Chief. So you've got a lot of great partners, especially in the professional side of the world. So when you go to DSE next week, or in a week and a half, 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks, what are you going to be showing? Like, were you willing to tell us some of the new stuff you're going to be focused on, or what will you give us a hint at what's going on?
Yeah, actually the timing's perfect for this discussion. Just yesterday, we did our official launch with all our official launch materials of a brand new video wall system. So that will definitely be the showcase that I'll touch on But I eventually will mention the rest of the booth space and the rest of the solutions that we have. But we're launching what's called the Kinexus series of video wall systems. And so these will be definitely the stalwart application within our booth. Kinexus, it's been a long development process, not only internally, but externally with our customers. And so Chief was one, if not the first, I guess, mass-producing mount manufacturer supplier for video wall specific solutions that pull out and allow you to compensate for wall irregularities and flexing of walls and displays and so forth, I'd say 5 or 6 years ago. And obviously, we've got a lot of feedback throughout the years. And so we used that feedback to not only just kick off our project, knowing that we wanted to raise the bar yet again, but we also have been internally leveraging a lot of techniques and mindsets of human-centered design, specifically through Stanford University. And so not only did we just internalize all the feedback and ideas that we had, we actually reached out to a bunch of integrators, a bunch of our dealers, a bunch of customers that we currently don't do business with, screen manufacturers and end users, to gain empathy and insight on not only the challenges they're having with our products, but just challenges in general. And so we started that a year and a half ago, and at Infocom last year, we had a behind-the-scenes prototype that we used to gain additional insight. And so all of this culminated with the Kinexus series that we're launching.
Can you spell Kinexus? How do you spell that?
Kinexus, yes. We're using a little different spelling. It's Conexsys.
Okay, I was trying to totally get that spelling, and we got a lot of listeners, and sometimes, you know, the audio gets muffled a little bit. So Conexsys.
Sys. Yep. And really, what we're leveraging with the name is as people will see at the show, is these, although might appear to be single mounts per display, it's actually a connected system. To limit the need for measuring as well as do rapid leveling and rapid screen alignment. It is an entire system, so we came up with the name Kinexus to kind of communicate its mounts connecting together, but it's an entire system that you can do any sized video walls with. And a lot of the features, and I can get pretty dorky in this, but a lot of the features are all based on our past experience and our customers' input. And for example, A video wall 5 years ago was a 2x2 video wall hung on the wall. And pretty simple, you need screens aligned. But nowadays, people are putting 5x5 video walls or hanging from the ceiling, but also times when they're on the wall, they're doing recessed applications. And so not only are you trying to align your screens together, you're trying to align them to a third dimension of a irregular external wall. So screen alignment's important there, as well as screen access. So maintenance in these large digital signage rollouts is actually a huge cost and oftentimes a huge revenue generator. So the more easily and faster our integrators can actually not only install and align these things, but also come out and maintain them, the better. So we have a bunch of features. You know, I can go way into detail, but these will be on display. We have a ton of features to not only align the displays easily in any configuration you want, but also to access the displays. They lock against the walls, so people can't walk up and accidentally bump them and get them out of alignment or pop them out. But you can remotely access each individual screen to pop it out. So working with the screen manufacturers, making sure we're not pushing on the displays to possibly ruin the image or hinder them, but also allowing our integrators to have access to them. So a lot of great things with the Kinexus series that we just launched yesterday. We have a blog going. We have, you know, we're using Rave and other resources to get the word out. We have videos that are available on our website and so forth. And obviously at DSE, we're doing a large push. So that's our main focus at our booth. We have multiple configurations shown at the booth. We also are showing the rest of our, what we're really well known for is our Fusion product line. We've expanded our Fusion product line, not only our fixed and tilt wall mounts anymore. They are single and multi displays hung from the ceiling and basically freestanding from the floor, and any type of configuration you might need for single displays up to any type of video wall that you might need. So really, as Chief is known for, we're installer-inspired, and so all of the features and benefits to help align screens and get these things deployed out in the field, maintain them. But our product line is huge, where our integrators have a huge basket of products to choose from based on the application they need. And then the one final comment, too, is Chief was known as very an industrial, high-quality brand, and we're still known for that. But especially in digital signage, it's not, again, only just the displays that are important. It's the overall end-user experience. So it's the content side as well as what the final installation looks like. So as you walk through our booth at DSC, you'll see that we've spent a lot of time and energy not only on the functionality and the configurability of our products, but also the aesthetics. We want people to really get the experience from the digital aspect and not go, ooh, that's a big, crazy mount holding that thing. We want them kind of be behind the scenes and making the entire customer experience really focused on the content. And I think people, when they walk through our booth at DSC, will definitely see that.
So it's application-based, obviously, so that people kind of see how it's being used in applications rather than just seeing a whole bunch of hardware.
Absolutely. It's a good point, and we definitely try to. Last year at DSC, some people walked into our booth and thought we were a screen or content provider. So we have a ton of screens and content that we're showing, but we're also showing at our booth, let's say, a menu board hung from the ceiling, but also showing with an acrylic display, showing the actual hardware so people actually see it. But in our booth, we definitely have applications. We have menu boards, so we actually have a mini coffee bar that we're supplying our customers and partners free coffee, but also showing the application of what a menu board is used for. Same for video walls. We have a recessed application showing that, and then freestanding and interactive. We have some partners, as you touched, that we're working with to show the applications of where you would use a 2x2 video wall, let's say in a mall with interactive technology. So definitely our booth will look and feel like there's specific applications showing where and how you use our products as well as our partners' products.
So this Kinexus line will debut officially at DSC. Of course, this is the first time that pretty much everybody in the industry is hearing about it. It's on our podcast this morning. But it's not just one product. It's a line of products. And the point behind that line is that if it's carrying the Kinexus badge, they all work together. It's a scalable product Absolutely. Line, and they're all compatible with each other. So you can build a system as you go, but also the different products are connectable to each other and work well together and play well together. Correct?
Right. Max. So like you said, the product line is actually quite, I would say, succinct. I don't want to call it limited, but it's very succinct. It's what you can do with it and how it all connects together to make the configurations that people need and want is really the beauty in it. So absolutely, the industry standard is pretty much one mount per display. And there's many benefits for that. And so we maintained that, but we also created a system where you don't have to actually mount each individual mount separately. They all mount together.
Right.
So not only from a configurable perspective, but also from an ease of assembly, ease of installation, ease of screen alignment, they all work together. So absolutely.
Well, I appreciate you debuting it here on Rave Radio, and we'll get the word out as quickly as we can. If you're listening to this podcast, however you got to this podcast, whether you got it off the iTunes store, you got it off our website, or off of Chief's website, you can look at the article written about it, and you'll see a link to the Kinexus product line. So I really appreciate you joining me today, Nathan, and willingness to share it with the Rave Radio listeners. We've been speaking to Nathan Bowl, the Director of Product Management at Chief. And Nathan, will you actually be at DSC? Will people be able to meet you there?
I will. And the rest of our product management team will be there too, debuting all the products and doing the videos with Rave. And I am, similar to you, fortunate enough to be traveling to ISC and then to DSC right after one another.
Yeah.
But I will personally be there, and we'll have a large support staff and salespeople and product management and marketing there to help get the word out and support the industry.
Of course, if you don't know who Chief is, or for some reason you're not using Chief, you should be. You can check them out at chiefmfg.com. Again, the new product line is called Kinexus. And I appreciate it again, Nathan. This is Gary Kay. You've been listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. We will next time you listen to us, we'll probably be live in Amsterdam, or maybe doing another one of these little sneak previews of either DSE or ISE. So thanks for listening today, and have a great day.